Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But let's talk college football, because you alluded to it when I said Bink's going to join us later on in the show. I know you guys are fired up for it, and so am I. This is about to be an epic sports weekend. It's honestly perfect. Heading into a holiday week and all of this, we get the college football playoff. It all gets going tonight in South Bend. It's Indiana. It's Notre Dame. Looks like there's snow on the ground, and maybe going to snow during the game. I saw some videos this morning of cars basically lining up, what we normally see for an Arrowhead tailgate. That kind of thing's happening in South Bend. It's going to be a really cool scene. It's the first game of the new expanded college football playoff. It's the first time we're going to see an on-campus game of this magnitude. So it's awesome. I'm very, very excited. Then, of course, tomorrow we get three college football playoff games, SMU and Penn State, Clemson and Texas, and then the big one Saturday night, Tennessee and Ohio State. I mean, Saturday is incredible. I hate that there's a little overlap because the Chiefs will play at noon, and at the same time you've got the Penn State SMU game, and so there's some overlap there. And there's been some articles written this week about how the NFL was trying to negotiate with college football, but they agreed to not have an NFL game on Saturday night. That way the Tennessee-Ohio State game is standalone. So there's some gamesmanship, if you will, or at least some discussions about how to kind of navigate that from both sides. But the game that I think most people are looking forward to is the Tennessee-Ohio State game tomorrow night. But tonight, I mean, if you believe in the underdog, if you believe in a school that's just usually not there, then you're pulling for Indiana tonight, right? But you and I were talking off air. I think both you and I have, in our bracket pool or whatever that everybody does, I'd have Notre Dame going on a run here. I have Notre Dame actually getting all the way to the national title game, so therefore winning tonight. But I wouldn't hate being wrong if it meant Indiana winning, because I will always root for a school that typically is never, ever in this kind of conversation to win a national championship in football. And Indiana definitely is the surprise of all surprises this year.
When Rob Collins and I were talking after he was done with Fesco and Dusty, and he goes, I hate Notre Dame. Everybody who's not, like, even though we picked Notre Dame, I think it would be kind of be nice to see Notre Dame lose again. I think
loss is that Northern Illinois game.
I know a lot of people are anti-Notre Dame, but in regards to how they've played this year, everybody wants to point that out. Notre Dame are I think they're just better than Indiana. To your point, I also have Notre Dame going to the national title. We actually agree on not only the national title, but who's going to win the national title.
We don't agree very often, well. Drew, but we agree on this.
When it comes to college football, there's times that we are butting heads a little bit. But yes, we agree on that. I think that this one's really interesting. It could be really good, or it could also be very bad. Like Notre Dame could just put it on Indiana really bad. I think Tennessee, Ohio State's interesting. Because that one, along with the Texas game in a way, the report is, there's a rumor out there that the game is in Columbus, mind you.
Yeah.
There is a rumor going around that a lot of the resale tickets have gone to Tennessee Vols fans, and they almost take over Ohio State. I'm not saying it's going to happen.
What does it hold, 100,000 at the
horseshoe? About 100,000.
They're talking take like over? So you think there's going to be...
They're talking like 30 or 40K potentially in terms of Vol fans. That would be crazy.
I mean, I'll be stunned. 40, you know how many? I think Tennessee could have 15,000.
There might be a lot of orange in there apparently.
There could be 15, and the orange will stand out when it's all red, and all of a sudden you have pockets of red or of orange. Maybe there's 15,000 Tennessee fans. You think there's going to be 40,000 Tennessee fans at Ohio State tomorrow night?
Based on what they've said, like the Tennessee Vols fans are going to show up, and they're going to show up in numbers. There's no I wouldn't be surprised.
That's embarrassing if that happens.
I wouldn't be surprised if we saw a healthy batch of Tennessee fans. Well Rob Brenton, the producer of The Drive, says he thinks it's rigged, or he thinks there's a boycott from Ohio State fans. They're not buying tickets because they want Ohio State to lose because they want Ryan Day out, which I think is ludicrous, because you're in the playoff, you have a shot to win the national title. Why it doesn't matter whether you like the coach or not. You should want to win the game.
Sure. But I mean, that's embarrassing. If I just don't Like, I'll be the first to admit if I was wrong. I just don't think there's 40,000 Tennessee fans tomorrow night. That would be crazy, man. That, you know, like, I know it doesn't sound like a ton compared
to 60-40 split, basically.
At their home, this isn't a neutral site game. This is in Columbus, Ohio. I'm not buying it one bit. I'll tell you this, though. That game, as great as I think it could be, the more intriguing thing for, I think, the casual fan is what happens with Ryan Day. Like, there's the side plot to this. You mentioned him in regards to their fan base, but what happens if they get upset at home by Tennessee? And what the latest spread on that one is, Ohio State's a 7.5-point favorite at FanDuel right now against the Volunteers. If Ryan Day loses at home in the opening round of the college football playoff after just losing to Michigan, he's
gone.
But there was, I think, who was it? Was it Andy Staples, maybe, who covers college football? I think that's who it was this week. He was suggesting that Ohio State would never actually fire him. That it would be one of those where, like, he ends up finding an opportunity somewhere else. And it's kind of one of those where, no, he just left on his own. Although, I don't know why you would do that. Make them pay you to make, you know what I mean? Like, make them pay you if they fire you.
You're at Ohio State.
But there's the ego, right? You don't want to say you got fired by Ohio State. So maybe that's what happens. But if he loses tonight, he's not coaching Ohio State next year, right? Isn't that pretty obvious?
I think if they win and then they lose to Oregon again, I think he's out. I think for him to save his job, he has to make the semifinal. In order for him to be the coach next year,
they would have to play Oregon if they won tomorrow night.
They'd have to beat Oregon.
And that's why Oregon...
I think he's gone.
That goes back to our conversation when the bracket first came out, which is that, like, Oregon's path is brutal compared to some of these other teams. The fact that, yes, they get the bye, and I will always take the bye. I don't care what anybody says in any sport. I'm always... Give me the fewest amount of games I have to play to win a title. That's why, I mean, the bye week in the NFL matters for health, but also, I only need to win two games to get to a Super Bowl. In the college football playoff, I only would have to win two games to get to the national title game versus three. I get the path matters, of course, but man, I'll always take the fewest games possible to go win a title.
Yeah, I think that to that point, especially if you're Ohio State, because Ohio State, for this year, I know they lost to Michigan. They've been, I think, the second best team in college football this year from a consistency basis. I know they haven't been ranked like that, but if you were to say before they played Michigan, if it were Ohio State and Georgia, I'm taking Ohio State. Ohio State's been that good. I get why fans are tired of them. That's why I think even if they lose
to Oregon,
he's
one of the most unlikable coaches in all of college football.
Let's say they lose to Oregon and it's another close one. Oregon kicks a game-winning field goal. I still think he's gone. Like, I think
If he doesn't win a title, he's gone, basically.
I think Ohio State fans want him. I think he has a shot if they make it to the semifinal. If they don't, he has no chance. I think he's gone. Which is weird because the same conversation almost came up with Jim Harbaugh, where for years he couldn't beat Ohio State, but he would go 10-2 every year. So theoretically, you think this guy's going 10-2 every year. Why would you fire him? But because he's losing to the rival. Ohio State is in the same boat. Ryan Day's record is incredible. But he hasn't beaten Michigan in the last, 3 years now? They've lost three games in a row now? But he's not an alum, so I think they had more patience Michigan did with Jim Harbaugh, where now Ohio State's been dominant in that rivalry for so long. If they don't make it to the semifinal, plus they lost to Michigan again, I think he's out, even though his record is so good.
Yeah, that's like the subplot of this entire college football playoff that I kind of love. Ryan Day is not a likable person, just plain and simple, at all. So, and you talk to any Ohio State fan, too. I see a few people texting, and they claim they're Buckeye fans as well. Someone just texted, as a matter of fact, said, we're so done with them as a Buckeyes fan, I fire Ryan Day, even if they win the national title as well. There's a lot of Buckeye fans that I think feel that way. But the same thing could be said in that SMU-Penn State game. While the story with SMU prior was just about what happens if they would have won versus loss, and ultimately they lost to Clemson, they still got in because they were competitive. If they would have got blown out, I still think the committee leaves SMU out. They didn't. Now SMU goes to Happy Valley, where tickets are like dirt cheap for that
game. $35 or $40 now to get in.
That's all it is. That's another head coach, James Franklin, that great record, can't win the big games either. He's one that's interesting to follow too.
If they lost to SMU, that might be something that actually spurs them to fire him. I don't think they do.
They're 8.5-point favorites against SMU.
I think Penn State gets to the semifinal and will play Notre Dame.
I won't watch that game that much. That's going to be on an hour before the Chiefs game starts, so I'll watch that the first hour. But then it's going to be on a majority of the Chiefs game. So
of course,
hopefully,
right.
I mean, and there's a reason why they put the SMU-Penn State game in that time slot. It's not expected to be the best of the opening weekend games that we're going to experience.